New season, a couple of new law changes. Talk us through the ones we should look for.
Yeah, a couple. 96, in fact. And before everybody faints and collapses, there's probably just a couple that we need to be aware of, the players, coaches and managers. And that's one of the reasons that I will talk to every manager in the league to just run through the law changes. Probably the biggest one is around Law 12, which is denying obvious goal scoring opportunities, affectionately known in the game as dog sows. Now, what will happen if a goalkeeper or a defender or a player makes a genuine attempt to play the ball, instead of a punishment of a red card, it will be a yellow card. For instance, if a goalkeeper comes out, dives at the feet of an attacker, makes a genuine attempt for the ball, but it's a clear, obvious goal-scoring opportunity. This time last year, we'd be talking about a red card and a penalty, but now it would be a yellow card and a penalty. Although pulling, pushing, holding and handball will still be penalties. I think it's clear that the lawmakers of football want to see, wherever possible, 11v11 on the pitch. So I think that's a very positive side. One of the ones which is quite interesting that has caused probably the most debate is the kickoff, which I find really strange. Where now only one person needs to be there at the kickoff and the ball can go in any direction. So it seems a very strange minor tweak to the law. The reason that it was done was to stop the opponent standing in the wrong half of the field of play at kickoff. And offside, we've made a tweak, as we always seem to with offside, but it's one I think which is better, where we see a player offside in the opponent's half, but he then doesn't make contact or interfere with the ball until he actually comes back into his own half. Now, in previous years, the free kick would be given in the opposing half, but now it can actually be taken from where the offence occurred. So we will now see free kicks for offside be given in the player's own half. So again, coaches will need to readjust for defensive or attacking free kicks on that one. And probably one of the last major changes is at the taking of a penalty kick. Whereas before, if a goalkeeper encroaches off the line now, in the past it would just be a retake, but the goalkeeper there will be given a yellow card for encroaching. But I've made it very, very clear to the referees that I do not want to see an increase in penalties being retaken. Again, it's something that we can manage. And finally, the other main change, which has been welcomed by all, is where a player commits a foul, and that player committing the foul receives a red or yellow card, and the player who is injured has treatment. He does not have to leave the field to play. So again, the ethos is keeping 11v11 on the pitch at all times.